From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump will meet with North Korea's dictator next month. Associated Press White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president tweets he'll meet with Kim Jong-un in Singapore on June 12th, writing, "We will both try to make it a very special moment for peace." The president earlier praised Kim for releasing three Americans held in North Korea, saying it signaled a breakthrough in ridding the Korean Peninsula of nuclear weapons.
I think he did this because I really think he wants to do something and bring that country into the real world. I really believe that.
The president spoke at Joint Base Andrews, where he welcomed the three men in a highly scripted celebration in the wee hours before they were taken to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States has placed travel restrictions on Pakistani diplomats. Those diplomats say the limits will go into effect on Friday, but the U.S. State Department would not confirm that. Pakistani diplomats have always been allowed to travel anywhere throughout the United States without any limits. American military investigators blame, quote, contradictory and ambiguous procedures for a botched special forces operation and ambush in Niger last October that resulted in the deaths of four American soldiers and four Nigerian soldiers. General Tom Waldhauser leads the U.S. Africa Command. He says the troops were caught unawares.
They had never seen anything in this magnitude, numbers, mobility, and training. It was a total tactical surprise.
The report released Thursday said, quote, no single failure or deficiency was the sole reason for the ambush by the fighters. This is VOA News.